I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. The DeKalb County Commission officially voted 6-1 yesterday to move the Confederate monument presently located in the middle of Decatur Square near the courthouse. According to 11 Alive News, the lone opposing vote was Commissioner Nancy Jester. The next step in the process calls for citizens to submit proposals for the new location, which, according to the state law, must be in a publicly accessible place. The monument has been vandalized twice in recent days, prompting the commissioners to push for a quick resolution to the issue. State Representative Ron Stevens says he's going to introduce legislation renaming Savannah's Eugene Talmadge Bridge for Juliet Gordon Lowe, who founded the Girl Scouts in Savannah more than a century ago. He informed the Savannah City Council of the move yesterday. Both the Girl Scouts and the Savannah City Council support removing the name of the former state governor and staunch segregationist from the structure that spans the Savannah River. The Atlanta Business Chronicle is reporting that Facebook is preparing to develop a 400-acre data center campus in Newton County's Stanton Springs, about 30 miles east of Atlanta. The $20 billion project is expected to create roughly 100 tech jobs at the onset. And the school days are going to be a bit longer for Atlanta public school students. According to the Marietta Daily Journal, the district is adding 30 minutes to each day in order to make up for weather-related cancellations. The modified schedule begins next week and runs until March 30th. Under the new clock, elementary schools will release at 3 p.m., high schools at 4, and middle schools at 4:35. Governor Nathan Deal says he'll likely appoint Tricia Pridemore to the Public Service Commission. According to the AJC, she would replace Stan Wise, who announced his intention to step down and not run for re-election this year after 23 years of service on the commission. Pridemore was the governor's choice to head the state Republican Party in 2011. She also ran unsuccessfully for Congress in 2014. A committee of the Atlanta City Council is set to debate a proposed ordinance that would reform the cash bond system for poor defendants. GPB's Taylor Gant has more.
In September, Sean Ramsey, a homeless man, was arrested for holding a handwritten sign asking motorists for help. The AJC reports that Ramsey couldn't pay the $200 bond and spent 70 days in jail until an advocacy group filed a petition for his release. That's the kind of thing Mayor Lance Bottoms is pushing to change. The new proposal would eliminate the use of cash bail for defendants accused of low-level offenses, like panhandling or disorderly conduct. The City Council Committee will hear the proposal today, although changes in the plan are expected before the ordinance is finalized. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
Thanks to a new federal grant, Augusta University is launching a plan to work with 5 rural hospitals. The Augusta Chronicle reports the $368,000 grant will create an emergency telehealth network that will connect AU physicians with their counterparts in the rural hospitals. The grant will also provide equipment so medical experts at Augusta University can help walk less experienced providers through more complex procedures. Hospital officials say that could allow patients to stay put instead of needing to be transferred. And Atlanta is the latest stop for a driverless minivan test program. According to The Verge, Waymo, the self-driving unit of Google's parent company Alphabet, began mapping downtown Atlanta last week. The company first started testing self-driving minivans without a backup safety driver on public roads in Arizona last year. Waymo says Atlanta provides a relatively snow-free environment, which makes the city an ideal testing location. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.